And because I did all this background on you, you met another famous person in Washington, D.C. You walked into the Mayflower Hotel.
And yes.
And you shook.
And the hand of Tiny Tim. Is that who you're talking about?
No. I understood you shook the hands of J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, I did. I did do that, too. But Tiny Tim, do you remember Tiny Tim tiptoe through the tulips?
Of course, yes.
He was staying in the Mayflower because I didn't meet J. Edgar Hoover there. I met him another place. I'll tell you about that real quick in a minute. But Tiny Tim came in with those mounds of unkempt curls. You remember those
yes.
weird curls he
yep.
had?
Yep.
And ukulele in tow. And Mrs. George R. Hearst, Rosalie Hearst, was there with the students. And she walked over to him and she said, "Mr. Tim, I am Rosalie Hearst. I met you at such and such place and such and such place. And I'm with I'm here with the Hearst Foundation. And we would just be so appreciative if you would give us a little time and meet these students who are all honored scholars from all the states in the Union." And she just put her arm in this unkempt, hippie-looking character, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she, one of the very, very well-groomed, socialized, very refined person, and she charmed him. And he spent several... I guess he probably spent at least an hour with us meeting all the students, and we didn't get him to sing "Tiptoe Through the Tulips," but we did meet him. And then when we were touring the FBI building, and the FBI people in charge of the tour were very officious and very humorless. And Mrs. Hearst walked up to one of them and she said, "I wonder if the director would be able to meet with these students." And this man said, "The director is very busy, madam." And she said, "Well, yes, I suspect that he is. But would you mind to just go tell him that Mrs. George Randolph Hearst is here with the students from the Hearst Foundation. And I know Mr. Hoover, and I think he might want to do this." And so the guy said, "Well, this isn't going to happen, but I'll go do it." So he came back, and he was frowning and was very upset, and he said, "The director will meet all the students. They may only say their name and the state they are from. That's the only thing they may say to him." And so she called us all together and said, "Now, students, you know," and there were 106 of us. They have some representatives from something other than states, but all states are represented. And so she told us what we were supposed to do. And she said, "Now, this is very rare to get this done, so I want you to be sure you follow the rules." And nobody would have dared say anything else to Mr. Hoover other than Robert Henry, Oklahoma.
Did he say anything to you, or just
he just shook our hand, and he was kind of he was getting older then and was seemed a little bit diminutive, you know, but it was all business.
Yeah.